The South Sudanese president Salva Kiir has agreed to release all the children fighting in the country's armed forces and help them reintegrate into society. He made the promise to Leyla Zerugi, the UN Special Representative to the Secretary General for Children and Armed Conflict, during her recent visit to the country. South Sudan is one of the 8 states involved in the Children Not Soldiers campaign, launched by the UN Special Envoy and UNICEF. The campaign aims to end and prevent the recruitment and use of children by government security forces and armed groups. During the UN Special Envoy's visits to Bentiu, Bor, Pibor, and Gumurk, she saw several schools occupied by military forces associated with the government army, or SPLA, a violation of international law. In these schools were child soldiers in military garb. Ms. Leyla Zerugi.
I launched a campaign in March 2014 to end this recruitment. South Sudan signed an action plan with the United Nations to release all the children and to return them to the community and to stop the recruitment, held accountable those who are committing this violation.
During the UN Special Envoy's meetings with local authorities, she reiterated that all commanding officers must be shown that recruitment and use of people below the age of 18 is considered a crime against humanity. Meanwhile, in Jonglei State, Ms. Zerugi also met with former rebel leader David Yao Yao, who assured her that his faction would not recruit children anymore.
I'm sure the children will be demobilized from the military, and of course they have to be. The most important thing for them is to have their service being met ready on ground. As soon as we are demobilizing them, then they have to engage in their own activities. They have to go to school and they have to be provided all their basic needs so that their mind would be changed.
Yao Yao launched military campaigns in Pibor after losing the election for the Jonglei State Assembly seat in 2010, accusing the ruling Sudan People's Liberation Movement of rigging the polls. The South Sudan government signed a final peace deal in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia on May 9, 2014 with David Yao Yao and his Cobra faction counterparts. Leyla Zerugi, the UN Special Envoy for Children and Armed Conflict, added that the UN would continue to count on the commitment to the implementation of the Addis Ababa peace agreements. The Special Representative was accompanied by Hollywood star and UNESCO Special Envoy Forrest Whitaker on her trip to South Sudan. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.